We're looking at Acts chapter 19, verses 8 through 10. Let me pick up at verse 9 once again. It says, "But when some of them stubbornly refused to believe and publicly maligned the way, Paul took his disciples and left the synagogue to conduct daily discussions in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. And this continued for 2 years, so that everyone who lived in the province of Asia, Jew and Greeks alike, heard the word of the Lord." Well, when Paul could no longer preach in the Ephesus synagogue, Luke tells us he took his disciples, left the synagogue to conduct daily discussions in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. With the growing opposition of the Jews, Paul could no longer use the synagogue as a teaching center. He had to find a place where his teaching wouldn't be constantly interrupted by his opponents, who were slandering both his teaching and, of course, his Savior. So Paul was finally able to rent what was known as the lecture hall of Tyrannus. Now, it's difficult for us to know for certain where this lecture hall was, but one possible location is in the area in front of the famous Celsus Library. An inscription mentions an auditorium located there before the library was built. Parts of a circular platform from which an earlier Hellenistic structure were found when the library was excavated for reconstruction. Historians do have some reference points, however, for the lecture hall of Tyrannus. The name Tyrannus has been found on inscriptions from 1st century Ephesus. It is generally believed that Tyrannus was the lecturer who regularly taught in his own lecture hall, or, as others suggest, that he was the owner of the facility. Evidently, Paul was able to rent the building when it was not required by the regular Greek lecturers. We have to keep in mind that Ephesus was the type of city where philosophical debates took place every day. Men became both wealthy and famous just by becoming great lecturers in these Greek halls. You know, when it comes to the New Testament, we have two versions of the text of the book of Acts. One is the Eastern, the other is the Western. I'll give you the cliff notes on them. The Eastern and Western New Testament texts refer to different manuscript traditions of the Greek text itself. They differ somewhat in their readings when it comes to notations and word translations. The two main families are the Alexandrian or Western texts and the Eastern or the Byzantine texts. According to the Western texts, Paul had the use of Tyrannus' hall from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's what the note says in that particular Greek text. While we don't know where this information comes from, as John Stott points out, quote, it probably represents what actually happened. Because of the normal daily temperatures and social gatherings, the primary Greek lectures were delivered in the early morning. By 11 a.m., most public activities were paused in the cities of Ionia. This was a typical time for people to take naps, much as we think of Mexicans taking siestas, or the rest of Latin America for that. Historians such as Lake and Cadbury suggest that more people would be asleep at 1 p.m. than at 1 a.m. And so Paul probably chose that time because the lecture hall would be open and probably less expensive. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.